Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360. On May 26th, 2017, the beginning of Memorial Day weekend. Yay! Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a really beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
Well, I'd be doing better if we didn't have these pesky tech issues to deal with. You know, every so often, something, what happened this time, your internet is out completely at your office, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's funny.
No one would know if we didn't tell them.
Well, you know me. I'm all about transparency. we sound very analog. We sound very analog this morning, I'm feeling. But, yeah, you know, this morning JB had issues with his internet. It was very strange. So maybe it's not just you. Maybe it's a bunch of people. Who knows? But regardless of that, it's the beginning of the Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, it is. And, of course, we want to thank and honor all of those who serve and defend this country, and whether it's Coast Guard or Navy, Marines, Air Force, Army, we really appreciate you, National Guard, and of course, law enforcement and first responders. We have a lot of people in our society who are dedicated to protecting the rest of us. And Memorial Day weekend is a great weekend to think about those people. And it's the beginning of summer.
That's right. And that's a great segue.
Yes, it is. And, oh, my gosh, Becky, whenever you're thinking about summer, you're normally thinking about the yard and, you know, yard work, landscaping. But I don't know if you're thinking about this kind of landscaping.
Who
are our guests today?
It's a different kind of landscaping. Okay, this is a really interesting story. Okay, so our guests this morning are Bree and Jason Goldwater, founders of Human Landscapers. Now, in 1999, Bree and Jason created Box, a bikini waxing shop based in Las Vegas, Nevada. They had $6,000 to their name, rented a 498-square-foot space for 60 cents a foot. Now, the neighbors included a transgender bar, an escort service, and an Asian-themed bar that sold, get this, $65 domestic beers. Now, despite being small and way off the beaten path, the audacity of a bikini waxing shop in Sin City named Box started a very big conversation. InStyle magazine wrote about it, the Travel Channel featured it, local and online publications praised it, and by 2002 they moved to a slightly better location with a significant local following of soccer moms, suburban housewives, and single girls. In fact, people were traveling from all over the country just to get waxed at Box. Now, it wasn't realistic to think that everybody was going to get waxed, but it was reasonable to think that everybody would talk about the bikini waxing salon in Vegas name box. And that's when they added Human Landscapers to the name. Now, Box Human Landscapers became an equal opportunity waxing shop. Jason even trademarked the phrase sack and crack many years ago as a joke, but it now accounts for more than 30% of the revenues from their Las Vegas and Manhattan Beach locations, and that number is steadily growing. In 2010, Bree decided to get into wholesale products to help transition out of the day-to-day services. Several of their clients were either bosses at casinos or the wife of a boss at a casino, which gave them an easy in. So they created a wholesale line that included their house-blended box wax, a barrier oil, private label wax pots, and whatever else the spa would need to create a waxing program at an upper-tier level. They landed every account that they've pitched to date, including MGM Resorts International, Wynn and Encore, and the Cosmopolitan. Now, in the meantime, Bree was creating a variety of appointments and began working with a cosmetics industry chemist, and the two collaborated while getting real-time feedback from clients who were visiting Box from all over the world. In the end, they created Human Landscapers Master Formula. Now, in 2017, Bree and Jason launched their flagship storefront on Manhattan Avenue in Manhattan Beach. They dropped Box from the name to keep things non-gender specific. They put Mo, their very popular logo, on the window and introduced Human Landscapers to one of California's most popular beach towns. Now, they have a whole line of products, which we'll get into, and they're currently formulating more for acne and blemishes, for sunburns, for wetsuits, board short chafing, and then some. So anyway, Joe, I think it's safe to say that this morning our listeners are going to learn everything they need to know about personal grooming for their various people parts. Bree, Jason, welcome to the program. We're thrilled you could join us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, both of you. This is so unique, but why is that? I mean, you know, in Jackie's intro, she talks about your being next to a massage parlor, escort service, perhaps. But there's escort services are a dime a dozen. There's a massage parlor, like two or three in every community. Why is human landscaping, why did you guys hit on such a unique concept? And why don't you have like 1,000 competitors?
You know, Bree and I talk about it all the time, you know, that it's kind of like an accidental genius. We really, more than anything, I came from an advertising background as a copywriter and was fascinated with naming stuff and was really, you know, bent on this idea of what you could do with a name. Bree came from a service industry background and wanted to fix people's skin and do stuff like that. And we literally were driving around one day, you know, and as a joke, I believe Bree was going to cosmetology school, had just come from a waxing class. And I said, wouldn't it be funny to open up a bikini waxing shop and call it Box? And then everything from there forward, just sort of, we just did what we were able to do. You know, we took a location that we could afford. We started listening to all the feedback that we were getting and what people were wanting. And our company just continued to evolve based on that more so than what we saw it as, you know? And so our sort of most current iteration, literally 18 years later, is what people want from us. Things that people were either having a difficult time in the conversation and bringing to life, or challenges mm-hmm. that they were having with their people parts. And we were able to make something and help fix it, you know, and Bree and I have been sort of going that path since day one.
Joe, I just have to jump in here real quick. Okay. So, Joe, I'm guessing that you are not a regular waxer. Okay. Can I assume that? All right. But here's the thing. It's genius because waxing is a very intimate act. All right. It's just about as uncomfortable as going to the gynecologist. Okay. And it's not something that people talk about. All right. Historically, it's not something people talk about. Now I think things are a little more out in the open, you know, Sex and the City talking about Brazilian waxes and all that stuff. So now it's a little more common. But until fairly recently, it's not something that it wasn't comfortable. So what I want to know, Bree, is how did you get it to that point? I understand the humor totally. That brings it out, starts the conversation. But I got to imagine that you've gone further to make it more comfortable.
Right. Yes. And I think so much of it, honestly, is the fact that, you know, I'm very empathetic to the fact that they are in probably the most vulnerable position that one would ever be in, even more so than with their doctor. You know, covering areas that are much, much deeper than, and more so than the usual. Right. And so I think it's a matter of just, you know, being super empathetic to the position that they're in, as well as really being comfortable in my own skin. And at the end of the day, my philosophy has always been, we don't want this hair, get it done, and let's get it done the quickest, most thorough way possible. Nobody wants to be in this position. Nobody wants to go through this, but they love the end result.
Right, right. Joe.
And I think that idea was always around.
I'm sorry, Jason,
you know,
go ahead.
The idea of that was always around. I think the one thing that Bree and I did that was different from anybody else is we tried to make every part of it more comfortable for people, because there was nothing we could do to make it easier about, like, no matter what kind of wax we would make or anybody used, it was always going to hurt. But if we paid attention to the little things and we made it a little bit more fun, a little bit more interesting, then it was, you know, then it all became about making the uncomfortable comfortable, you know? And we've done a really good job of that so far.
And it's been a very important thing for us, too. The minute that they, you know, it literally starts from walking through the door, the entrance, and that our space has always been this, it's more of a, you know, dark woods and comfy chairs and more masculine looking in a way, like a cigar lounge or a bar. It's about, you know, come on in. And, you know, and be able to diffuse that uncomfortability, and then that starts it out.
So, Bree and Jason, but Bree, I want to focus on the fact that, you know, for women, this is a more common conversation. As Jackie pointed out, the Brazilian wax conversation in the media and Sex and the City and other places has been more common. But for men, this is a no-fly zone. This is a, you know, let's talk about sex, let's talk about your mistresses, but don't go there. So when you though bring it out like you have, and you've created this amazing company, as an investor, I'm looking at it and I'm saying, this is the first McDonald's. This is like, this is the future. Do you guys have that slap you in the face every once in a while that these are going to be everywhere at some point?
Yeah, a lot lately for sure. It's much bigger. I think Bree and I were so focused on doing what we were doing and that it never really looked up. And then recently the conversations have been coming out from all sides. And it's almost like we've realized that we've got something that's not only unique to waxing, but something that's unique to the beauty industry in general, you know, a product that's head to toe, that has a little bit of a wink and a smile, doesn't take itself so seriously, that's steeped in efficacy as opposed to something that comes from a laboratory, you know, or a pair of doctors or something else. And so it's getting to be a lot of fun for sure. You know?
This is exciting. This is so exciting to be on this journey with you. I think, Jackie, we interviewed Jason and Bree 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
We had Bree on. I think she was part of a panel of small businesses or something. About 4 years ago, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Bree,
yes,
was that about right? Yeah. Yeah, and that was the very first. That was the first I learned of this. And at that time, I don't think you had your shop in Manhattan Beach. Well, you just opened the shop in Manhattan Beach at that time?
We did. It was up in North End, and
right.
It was in a it was in an upstairs unit, so it just was a little bit more off the beaten path versus, you know, here being right in the downtown, right on the main street, and the, you know, people, you know, it's amazing.
We didn't want to freak the South Bay out, so we came in quietly.
Yeah, right. There's so many things. I mean, Jason, my mind is reeling. I'm trying to slap
so
down.
So is mine.
I'm trying to slap down the sophomore in me, but you know, just everything I say amuses me, because right now I'm going to say, you guys came in the back door, which I love doing. Oh, did I say that?
Yeah. Yeah. I hope it's a G-rated show. Oh, not a G-rated show.
Well,
I blame
you know,
Mark.
Joe,
Lett.
Let's blame Mark. No, as I said, at least we don't have to worry about dealing with the FCC on a podcast, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I don't even think we knew what we had until when people started taking pictures of our window. Like, people pop by and take pictures in a window all day long, and we didn't realize that. Because this was the first shop that we ever did that was, like, on a main street, you know, and certainly the first shop that we ever did at a level like this with regard to, you know, Manhattan Beach and the community and all that stuff. And so it just has been a daily thing. We sit there and we watch literally 50 to 100 people a day come take a picture with our window, or we almost cause accidents on a regular basis.
Now I'm worried. Now I want to know that you guys have some really good lawyers.
Well, you know, the crazy thing is we've been able to do it without being crass, without being tawdry. You know, like, we've managed to walk a line where it's just like it's okay for everyone to see it. Some people might be a little put off by it, but nobody is, like, you know, ghastly offended by it or anything like that. It's really quite cool.
The way that,
you know,
the
fact of the matter is we all have people parts, you know, we all have, we all have the same equipment, you know, and we all want to be as well-groomed as possible. But I have to ask, because in the intro, when you sent me your bios and stuff, I learned that you had dropped Box from the name of the company, just to Human Landscapers, which I would have kept it.
Well, it was for us, it was something that we needed to figure out how to be non-gender specific, so we were open to everybody,
and
all that stuff. And so we kept our line, like, Box Wax. Trademarked those things years ago, but Human Landscapers all of a sudden started a conversation that also gave us entree to doing more products and things like that, you know, for everyone.
I'm putting down my order right now. Jason and Bree, I want a Human Landscapers t-shirt. I have to have one.
You got it.
I have to.
You got it. They're a big deal. They sell out the second that we get them in. The hats sell out the second that we get them in.
What?
It's really, it's amazing. Yeah. Swag is very big with us. And then my truck that I drive around is also a big deal locally. A lot of people take pictures with me in my truck.
What a joy. What a journey this is.
It's cool.
It's
certainly better than being Mary Kay with the pink Cadillac, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So now I want to get for everyone who is like, what are they laughing about? What are they talking about? I'll start with you, Bree. Bree, what is Human Landscaping?
Well, it's basically, a company that takes care of the grooming needs, you know, hair removal, as well as products for grooming and for things that we, you know, for issues on the body that we're looking for solutions. We've created a product line for, and for just tidying up, whether it's trimming or whether it's hair removal, you know, from all the parts on our body that we're tired of. We don't want to just let it go. And we want to feel good and clean and nice and pretty.
Right.
You've heard the term Joe, you've heard the term manscaping, yes?
I don't know, but I think human landscaping is totally unique. Manscaping,
manscaping is, you know, as I think that term has been around for a while, but, you know, you got some people have hair on their back, or some people have a voluminous chest hair that needs to be controlled, you know. Maybe not necessarily waxing, maybe trimming and stuff. My husband has a handy little device that he can trim his chest hair, and it looks fabulous when he's done, you know. So, go ahead, Bree.
Oh, excuse me. This is also because these are certain areas people don't necessarily think about. They immediately would think, okay, the back, or, you know, maybe the arms, or, you know, those areas that are kind of known to have a lot of hair, especially more with men. Or they think of, you know, of course, the pubic region, and let's maintain and kind of clean up that area, tidy up. But this also, we have a dude brows, and then of course, you know, female brows, but where it's just trimming up, zipping in the middle, you know, clean up a little bit so it looks more manly. The nostrils, the inside edges of the nostrils, mm-hmm. is a really, yeah. really popular one. It just cleans the face up. You know, the ears, waxing out the inside of those ears, those tufts that are coming out, you know, it's terrible. And so we're here to take care of those needs so that you can just feel confident. And I say to our clients all the time that we have to work a little bit at looking natural. It takes
mm-hmm,
work.
Mm-hmm,
and so
yep.
we're here
yeah.
to make that look natural. I'm here to make you look naturally hair-free.
Right. Well, and then we did cool stuff too, from the standpoint that, you know, after we literally spent, I think, the better part of 16 years just in the service side of this, and never paid an ounce of attention to products other than stuff we were doing wholesale. And then we realized that some of the conversations that we were getting into, for example, with guys, you know, that they were having challenges with their downstairs, and that there wasn't really anything out there that helped them feel cleaner or fresher. With women, there has been for years, and it's been a very open conversation, and women are just comfortable, I think, by nature or what have you. And now we created things like our Sack and Crack personal grooming ointment, you know, that you don't have to wax or you don't have to shave. You just put it on. And you feel a little bit more comfortable, you know,
fresh,
it's an antifungal,
more dry.
It's fresh, it's all that stuff. So we started looking at those things. And I think that's really the next generation of what we do. Eventually, hopefully you'll find stores like us, you know, human landscaper shops around the country, and you can walk in and you can get deferred. And then you can, you know, buy products that are just unique from head to toe that help the things that go on with the human body.
Do you guys know how common tattoo parlors are around the country?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. There needs to be, a human landscaper right next to every tattoo parlor in America.
Jason, you know, it's interesting. You just mentioned something that I personally have never really thought of before. As you said, women have been having conversations of their personal hygiene forever, but I don't know that I've ever heard men. I don't know that I've ever.
They don't.
Never mind men. I've never heard anybody speak about men's issues, whether it's chafing or odors or whatever. I've never heard that.
Correct.
I've never heard that.
No, and it exists. You know, and the interesting thing now is we see it every day. Like, we'll see anybody who comes in that's probably, I would say, in their mid-20s on down, you know, personal grooming is now part of their DNA. It's not a big deal of a conversation for them. But every guy 25 and older couldn't be more uncomfortable while at the same time more curious, because they're like, oh, we finally got something, or somebody's finally paying attention, you know. And so in most cases, it's their wives they send in to do their dirty work, you know, and pick something up for them, you know. And then young guys, it's no big deal. And so it's very, very interesting to be in that position, you know, as a company, because in theory, you know, everybody who's born from now on, you know, this is going to be a part of their, you know, their daily regimen on some level. And so I think that's what makes the brand and everything we're up to so curious.
And it's, you know, and by putting the, you know, by the logo that we have and by being on the main street and the number of people that walk by and drive by and, you know, taking photos, and obviously it sparks curiosity. It goes back to something you were speaking about earlier, Jackie, and the fact that, you know, that conversation, and it opens the door because of the humor. It's opening the door to that conversation. And at the end of the day, all we want is, you know, people to get more and more comfortable with the fact, like you said, that we all have these people parts. You know, we're not,
yeah.
we can't really hide that. You know, you're a man, you've got your parts. If you're a woman, you've got your parts. Like, at the end of the day, if we start to call a little more attention in a careful, responsible manner that is about, listen, we're here to take care of this stuff. You know, we're here to have that conversation with you. So in a manner that is, you know, we respect it to the point we're not, you know, making fun of it. We're not being crass about it. We just need to open the door to the conversation so that we can all just recognize,
right,
got this stuff, got these parts. We need to take care of this stuff. And that means from a grooming ointment, as Sack and Crack, you know, ointment, a product for women, you know, dealing with, you know, all these different problems that people have in that area. It's all covered up, you know?
Yeah. Well, I didn't get a chance to mention it, but you have an ointment for kids called Boo Boo Guru for little kids,
yeah,
that to help with diaper rash and other things, right?
Exactly. We're all, you know, it starts at birth, you know, right after birth. Like, at the end of the day, we got to take care of these parts. And there's very few... If, you know, very few items out there. I mean, I've told, like, even adults, I mean, what are we going to use in that area as we get older? We can't put desitin there, you know, when we're adults. And so there's not a lot of companies paying attention to that.
Right.
No. And we all almost habitually do the same stuff. You know, we all, like men, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've been to the gym and I'm walking through the restroom and some guy's doing the talcum powder thing and everybody's inhaling it and it's disgusting, you know?
Yeah.
And so we've taken all those things out of the mix that were just habitual and said, okay, how could we rethink this? You know, can we make it better? You know, can we really truly make it effective? Can we start a conversation with somebody and sort of keep the conversation going as opposed to them just guessing that they've bought something that will work? And so it's super cool.
So you have a line of products now, right? Your own products.
Yeah, we work on every day. We work on new. We started with the three. So we started with Boo Boo Guru, Sack and Crack, and Post Wax and Ingrown, because those were three things that we saw on a regular basis. We had, you know, hundreds of wives coming through, you know, both of our shops on a daily basis, or on a monthly basis. And we could get feedback and we could build stuff from there. And what we've learned is how good the ointments are that we created. And then through other conversations with other friends who have kind of been helping us grow, you know, we've realized that there's nothing from head to toe that we couldn't do. And if we went at it the same way that we went at developing our ointment, you know, we've got a great product, we've got a great brand, we've got a great philosophy and strategy and all that stuff, and people dig it, you know, and that's what everybody's trying to do, you know.
Yeah. Well,
wait, Joe, I'm sorry. We're getting into the technicals, and I got to ask about this. We brought it up, the ingrown issue. Now, is ingrown hairs, is that something that more people are just susceptible to, or is there a cause? Is there something that specifically causes it that you can avoid?
Well, I think that it's, you know, it can be a couple different things. It can be, so ingrown hair is typically a hair that is ingrown back into the skin, can be caused from shaving, as well, when it shaves off the top and then it tries to cut back, you know, push back through the skin. It grows at a weird angle. Some people are just more susceptible to that. It just, whether like African-American curly hair, so it can't straighten out and push through. With waxing, some people can be more prone to it than others because their hairs get so thin that after, 6 months of waxing, the hair tries to push through the skin and it can't do it, and so it falls back over. So some people are just way more susceptible or prone to it, and others, they might, they may never get them. Sometimes it just depends on with the humidity, based on with the bathing suit, with the, there's so many different factors. But with our post-wax and ingrown, we found that whether you shave or you wax, bumps, irritation, inflammation, redness, things like that that occur to certain types of skin, this soothes it big time. And so, skin types are and more fair skin with dark hair or redheads typically have, they're very, very sensitive skin and very coarse hair. So it's just so many different ethnicities come into play. And at the end of the day, we found that our post wax and ingrown is absolutely helping to soothe and basically heal the skin from, ingrowns and irritation caused by shaving and waxing.
I was in high school, one of my best friends who had the best fro of anyone was a very fair-haired, red-haired girl. She had this awesome fro. Her hair was so curly. And she finally said, I'm tired of trying to straighten it. I just want it to grow. I'm going to go natural. I said, well, grow a fro. And she did, and it was amazing.
Which would not really work well for downstairs.
No. That would be painful.
Well, you just don't want to leave it. You wouldn't want to just leave it and let it just do its natural thing down below.
Right. This is when I'm out of superlatives for the idea, for the care and the love, really, that you guys bring to your business. It's obvious people can feel it, you guys are going to do great. Jackie, I should do a station break.
Yeah, you should do a station break. Yeah, quick.
We should, ladies and gentlemen, you know what we're talking about. This is the South Bay Show, and we are thrilled and amazed to have Bree and Jason Goldwater with us talking about, human landscaping. Real men groom both beards. I mean, it's just, this is what the world is going to find out is coming from Manhattan Beach and Las Vegas. But we like to think they're really breaking out in Manhattan Beach. And we'd love to have your comments or questions. If you want to call in, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. If you're listening live, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. And with that, Jackie, we're back. Where do we go next?
So, I mean, there's so many directions, but Joe, did you get a chance to look at the Instagram account, the Human Landscapers Instagram account? I sent you the link.
Not yet. Okay, I'm going there now.
I told you to look at it. I told you to look at it before the show. But Jason, I went and looked at your page, and you really bring a lot of humor to it. I mean, I was sitting there reading some of the stuff you write, and it is just hysterical. And can you tell us about the one where, Joe, are we allowed to say certain things on? We can say what. The one about the quote about smelly and ugly, but they're never going to be pretty. That, do you know which one I'm talking about, Jason?
I do. Yeah. I don't know. I don't write as soon as I write them, I forget them. And I don't know offhand what I said, but it's really just been about starting a conversation that makes people laugh and realize that we've made such a big deal about it, right? Like, if you think about everything that we do from a words perspective or from an anything perspective, everything is all made up. And somewhere along the line, we made this stuff a huge deal. You know, it was either not to be talked about or it was to be talked about out of the side of your mouth or very quietly. And I just, you know, I write these things that are just fun and funny, and they make it much less of a big deal, and people dig it. You know, they love it. I think that they can relate to it. They follow us at Human Landscapers on Instagram, which we're new to. Bree and I, unfortunately, are not part of the social media generation. So after we learned how to reset the clock on our Betamax, we got into Instagram, and and it's been quite a ride.
Well, basically, there was one quote on there I read about how we'll call them cojones. Your cojones may be hairy and smelly and ugly, but if you use our human landscaping ointment, they won't smell and they won't be so hairy, but you can't do anything about them being ugly. It was something to that effect. It was something.
I found it.
Yeah.
Here, Jackie. Jackie.
Yes.
Here, I found it. It is, okay. We invented Sack and Crack men's premium grooming ointment because balls are sticky, period. Stinky and ugly, period. And no matter how effective our ingredients are, period, they're still ugly.
Yeah. So you're just, as you said, you're putting it out there, and you know, and
yeah,
we're all giggling like teenagers. You know, I mean,
yeah.
But again, because our generation is a little removed from, you know, younger generations that are, this is more of a daily thing, and it's more of a conversation for them.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jason.
We were able to figure out early on with this stuff that it was really hard. Like when we came out and we did Box, everybody wanted, especially being where we were located, everybody wanted us or thought we should go kind of the tawdry route, and there was no longevity in that, especially coming from Las Vegas. You're just another stripper, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
So I was able to really straddle, you know, and be smart about everything that we said and everything that we put out there and all that stuff. And then the reason that we designed spaces the way that we designed them is so that, you know, hopefully one day somebody would see this stuff in a Barney's and they'd totally be like, oh yeah, it makes total sense. And so, you know, with everything that I write, with everything that we design, with everything that we put out, that's part of the thought process, is making sure that it could go, you know, I could show up at the kid's school wearing a hat with our logo Mo on it, and nobody's going to go running or, you know, send me to the principal's office.
Right. Well, that's another point, is starting in Vegas where you did, in your own little corner with all of your other businesses next to you. I would imagine Vegas, as you said, strippers, escorts, all those chorus girls, you know, all, you know, the reviews that they do. I mean, just that business alone could have been.
It was, well,
you know,
we never got those people because they can't let it grow. They have to shave because they're on the next day. So we had, you know, while we're next door to a transgender bar and escort service and all that stuff, we had soccer moms coming from all over and eventually had them move because they wouldn't come after dark, you know. And so I think it's this idea that everybody wants to be part of something that's a little bit edgy, you know, and we managed to keep it just the right amount of edgy to not be offensive, you know, and to be universally accepted. And I think that that's, if you think about any brand that's out there in anything, especially something that walks a line, that's kind of the sweet spot, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's
wow.
It's neat.
Well, okay. So, all right. So we've been talking about the obvious stuff here, but can you just quickly rerun down the list of services that you do, the nose, the ears, again, just run it down.
Yes, we do brows and lips and nostrils, jawline, underarms, full arms, half arms, hands and fingers and nipples and tummy, teeny line. We do Brazilians, cheeks and crack, which is, you know, basically is what it is, full legs, half legs, inner thighs, feet and toes, shoulders, upper chest, lower back,
pretty much, yeah, head to toe, ears.
And any place hair can grow, you can remove it.
Pretty much. We don't do the top of the hair on the head, and we don't do a beard line for a man who's been shaving, you know, for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. All right.
But
and,
everything
and
else.
What would a regular bikini wax cost?
$43 for just a regular bikini line. And then we have a bikini bum, which some people want to, you know, have, they want to tidy up the front, but also get the backside. And that's $53. And then a Brazilian, which is everything off the front or leaving a tiny little bit on the top, whether it's a shape or whatever. And then always taking everything off the back. And that's $69.
Wow, that's very good. That's a very good price.
Yeah.
Now I have to ask, because this is the key. Everything that you do, you know, this reminds me very much of the old adage that music is more about the spaces between the notes instead of the notes. So I have to ask you, what was the conversation like between you, Bree, and Jason? What was the conversation like about not doing the top of the head and not doing the beard on the chin? Because that's a critical thing to leave that out and leave that to other businesses that specialize in that. What was that conversation like?
It was a hard-fought battle between Bree and I, really, from day one to specialize. I was of the mindset to become a master of, like, one thing. You know, Bree wanted to get into all things, the number of people that walk through our door that want us to do, you know, to be the barber, the traditional barber, as well as the non-traditional barber, you know, has been an ongoing thing. And I think as the company evolves, I don't doubt that one day you'll be able to walk into one of our stores, I hope, you know, and you'll be able to, you know, clip down. You know, not everybody wants to wax. Some guys just want to clip their chest down or clip their beard down. Or clip their hair down, and so we'll probably do a version of our stores with a clipper room. I don't know that we'll ever wax the face or the top of the head or any of that stuff because it just doesn't bode well with the skin. But I think that, you know, the hope would be that one day our shop, somebody would go in there, they would not only run into all things hair removal or hair styling or hair grooming, albeit laser or waxing or a traditional barber, but then they'll also be able to get something for all their people parts while they're there. And so it would be sort of like a one-stop shop from head to toe.
Mm-hmm. So ultimately you will go full, you know, whatever. Full Monty.
I think so. We're really making it, we're really focusing now on products more so than service. Because service has been really tough for us to keep up the level of quality. You know, when we came out, you know, places like European Wax didn't exist. And when we actually first launched, you know, back in 1999, we weren't even able to hire a single employee because we couldn't get somebody who wanted to do this for a living. And as those places like European Wax grew and stuff like that, they started putting out, you know, prospective employees en masse, but nobody that was doing it at the level or with the detail that Bree was teaching and training and performing every day, you know. And so if we're able to duplicate what we've done and we're able to keep the level of service up that high, then we'll absolutely get into all things. And I think that because, you know, like barbering and those things, it is a massive, massive industry, you know, as is evident not only by the number of shops that open, but the things like Harry's Razors or DollarShave.com, you know, there's just a mass of public that's paying attention to that stuff. And so I think that we're perfectly positioned to do all of it and do it really, really well.
Right, right. Okay, well, we knew you win.
Don't forget the little hairy people. Well, now, okay,
yeah.
So speaking of, you know, your staff, speaking of employees and getting people that are, I mean, these aren't your standard estheticians, all right? So when you come in, I would imagine that you have customers will request they want a woman or they want a man. Do you have any hard and fast rules with that? How do people react to that? If a woman comes in wanting a wax, you specifically assign a woman esthetician to her, men with male estheticians?
We haven't hired a male esthetician yet. We've had several apply, and in many cases, it made a lot of sense. But nowhere yet, because I think that we just haven't found the right type of person that's comfortable. When it came to women, we had to be sensitive all these years to hire the kind of people that we paid more attention to the psychology of people than we did just somebody who wanted to go do the act of waxing, because we knew that every time we put somebody in a room with somebody else, not only were they new to each other, but if we had hired somebody that was just going to download everything that they're going through in life, it would be a horrible experience. And so we needed to hire very strong, very confident, and obviously people who are very passionate. And it's like a needle in a haystack, the way that we go about it, you know? And
wow.
So Bree probably
yeah.
speaks to it better than I can.
Yeah, we felt that, you know, a lot of times that that just women, it's a little, women can connect with women, obviously, better. There's a lot of women that are more partial to a female gynecologist, or, you know, it's always been about paying attention to that comfort factor. And then, you know, women also waxing men and just being able to, you know, get in there and just get it done and keep the conversation constantly chatty, chatty, chatty. That is one of our biggest keys, and women can be great at that. And so we, the person's laying on the table, and I'll be damned if we don't get their entire life story in that 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So that they don't even realize what hit them while they're up on all fours.
Yeah. Well, and there really is no icebreaker in an interview like the icebreaker when you ask somebody, you know, you're in an interview and you're like, so how do you feel about sack and crack? It really brings out the true colors in everyone, you know?
And
we get a good sense of who's ready for it and who's not.
Right.
But as you said, younger generation of millennials and I don't even know what they're calling the YouTube generation, whatever. But they are a little more comfortable with it. Joe.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
If Carrie says to you, you need to do some personal grooming down there. Are you going to be comfortable going in to Human Landscapers and going into a room with a woman you don't know and getting on all fours? And are you going to be okay with that?
I'll close my eyes. I don't know what to think. It's very strange and a new experience.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You got to think
right.
of it as an experience.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in the cases of guys like Joe, they come in very sheepish, you know, and stuff like that. And I think that the, you know, the 18 plus years that we've been at this, everything that we've done, you know, from what they walk into and all that's a part of our conversation, I think we've become a master of sort of disalarming them, you know, because it is amazing. Bree will tell you, it's amazing from the moment they walk into the door, the different person that comes out the door, whether it's a guy, whether it's girl, what it is, that's probably the one thing that we've noticed over the years. That's the coolest effect that we create. You know?
It really is.
Don't you agree?
It's
Bree?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree. Within a 45-minute time frame, you can watch them walk in very sheepishly, very uncomfortable, and you could just see it in the body. And obviously, that's where I'm like,
right.
Okay. Let's get you, you know, you're going to be fine. Let's, you know, give the little
right.
pep talk kind of thing. We do some
right.
some deep breathing through the process. And then, you know, 30, 40 minutes later, they walk out and they've got a smile on their face. Their shoulders are pulled back. They're, you know, and they're like, thank you so much for making this feel so much more comfortable than I expected. You know, and
right.
it's the greatest gift on the planet, you know,
I
and
agree.
You're in the most sensitive area imaginable and the most, you know, private, vulnerable area. And they've just exposed that to a total
right.
stranger just like that.
Right.
It's awesome.
So I have to throw out some of these. Foul balls are for innings. not outing.
That was for baseball season.
Yeah, like the Navy SEALs of the Nether region, you'll never know we were there, but clearly we were. It takes a lot of balls to be as good as we are. 18 years worth, to be exact. Spring has sprung. The grass has riz. It's time to get in there and take care of your biz.
Oh, my God. These are classic. These are great.
These are so Bree, amazing.
I have to ask you.
So, yes.
The first time that person comes in and they're shy and the body language, and they come out 45 minutes later and they're smiling, and they're like, thank you, thank you. When they come in the next time, are they much more comfortable, like the second time they come in after the first experience?
Absolutely. I say a lot of times to clients, it's kind of a funny thing. I've watched this through the years. Years ago, I would watch our clients. I just pay really close attention to how some were much more, would be quite uncomfortable for, we'll say, 3 times, 4 times or whatever. And slowly but surely, they would get more and more comfortable with it, and it would get easier. And I kid you not, by like the 5th time, for some people the 6th time, those that are like incredibly shy individuals are practically unbuttoning their pants and taking their pants off before they even get into the room. And I used to have to say, like, ladies, come on. We do have men that come in here. They're like, oh, I don't even care. And I'm like, oh, my God, who are you? It's fabulous. And that is just such a cool thing, because what and Jason and I will talk about, talking about the psychology of it, we absolutely recognize that just that act of coming in here and going through this wax, and somebody's working right in your area and you're getting more and more comfortable, I truly believe it translates outside of this space, outside of that room. And it literally, they unfold more. They, let go a little bit more just in their, whether it's in their sex life, whether it's in just their, the way that they hold things. But I definitely have watched people evolve with that. And that is so powerful and amazing.
Really, you can honestly say, Bree, that we're really bringing the world together one pubic hair at a time, aren't we?
Yes.
Now, don't forget that one. Don't forget that one, Jason. That could be the tagline.
Write it down.
Jackie, are we getting contact information and wrapping up?
Yes, let's get some contact info, website. Where can people find out about your services and your products and make appointments? Yes, please.
So we're at 815 Manhattan Avenue, which is 8th and Manhattan Avenue, just kitty corner to the 900 Club, and right next door to Cotton Cargo, which has been there for 30-some-odd years, I believe. Our website is bikiniwaxing.com, B-I-K-I-N-I waxing.com. And then you can call toll-free 855-WAX-BUSH to make appointments. And or you can call locally at 310-802-5770 for appointments.
And you can download
laughing at what we do. It's a joy.
I have to say, the biggest story, Jason and Bree, is not what you do, it's how. And that separates you from everybody else and everyone else to come. The thinking you put into it is obvious, and it's funny, it's real. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for all the compliments. It's awesome.
It's a great way to start. Thank you so much. Maybe my wife and I will come and visit you soon.
If for no other reason, just come by and have some fireballs. They're always there on the front desk. You can have fireballs, a glass of wine, whatever you like.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always
Thank
a pleasure,
you,
Joe.
Thank
Happy
you.
Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day to everyone. Have a fantastic Fiesta de las Artes.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful,
Thank you so
safe
much.
Weekend.
You guys.
Thank you.